From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Securities and Exchange Commission today gave Google the green light to sell its stock to the public. The SEC acted after the company reduced the number of shares it will sell and lowered the price range. Those actions mean that when all is said and done, Google should be worth a lot less than people thought it would be just a few weeks ago. Reporter Raymond Hennessy of the Wall Street Journal has been covering the story of Google going public and joins us from Jersey City. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Not too long ago, Google thought it could sell more than 11 million shares for as much as $135 a share. Now they're selling 5.5 million shares at $85 to $95 a share. What happened that so dramatically reduced the estimate of what the search engine company is worth?
Well, there were a number of factors. First of all, the broader market sold off, and so companies like Yahoo and eBay that investors were using to compare the price that they wanted to pay for Google saw their shares sell off as well. So you saw a reduction in valuation of a lot of companies, so not a very good time to be going public. At the same time, though, Google had some problems internally, and they've gotten in trouble with the SEC over some shares that they gave out to existing investors like employees early on. And also, there was an interview with Playboy magazine that came out, and that seems to have violated the quiet period that's imposed on companies related to a stock offering.
Well, since Google is going public in a very unusual way through an auction, how important is this recommended price range? Won't people just bid whatever they'll bid?
Well, I think what you're seeing with the lowered range was that people did bid what they wanted to. They looked at that $108 to $135 price range and said, you know what, that was too expensive. So coming into this week, they bid at an $85 to $95 level. So that's where the bids were coming in. The question now becomes whether or not when they settle on a final price in the next day or so, whether or not that comes in below that $85 to $95 range.
When Google shares are actually selling later this week, would you expect chaos on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange? What sort of a scene is it going to be?
Well, you know, it's interesting. No one knows how the trading is going to go because no one's ever done an auction. A typical IPO is you underprice it. You price it below where you think the market will accept it to stimulate people buying after it starts trading. In an auction, you're basically pricing in as high as you can get. So one wonders whether or not there will be people that say, you know what, the investors got it at this price, but I'm willing to buy it up 5-10% higher. It's going to be very interesting because we've had some auctions. They've just been very small. We've never had one this size. We've never had one with a company as noteworthy as Google.
Is Google emblematic of anything other than Google? Is there anything else out there waiting to inflate another high-tech bubble on us, let's say?
No, and that was the funny thing in all this is there were people on one side who were predicting that Google's IPO would spark this great dot-com boom, both for existing stocks and the IPO market. And Google was always a creature unto itself, even in Silicon Valley, as the way it was run as a company. And now it will be as a stock. I mean, Google is a one-time event. It has no bearing on the broader market, has no bearing on the IPO market, which is the way it should be because it's one company out of 6,000 publicly traded companies out there.
A couple of guys are going to get very rich this week.
Well, that's true. And they're going to get a little less rich than they would have because in part of the share reduction, they're selling half the shares that they had originally planned to. And the venture capital backers of the company are no longer selling any shares, but they're still going to make a lot more than they had. They had very modest salaries by Silicon Valley standards, but they are going to be internet billionaires, which was, what we all expected coming into this.
Well, Raymond Hennessy, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.
Reporter Raymond Hennessy covers IPOs, initial public offerings, for The Wall Street Journal.